Hey, with the Wise Guys podcast, coming straight from my working closet. Today we're going to be talking about
random arm movements.
What are we going to be talking about? Shit, man, we got a podcast with sponsors and stuff, and we don't have any subject matter.
We're going to talk about some things.
Yeah, I got it.
What?
I got it.
What do you have?
I want to do a code word challenge. You know what that is?
Code word.
Okay, so like when you guys are listening to the podcast,
That's
we want to make sure
it's a safe word,
kind of, but less sexual.
Oh,
but what could we do here? So the person at the end of the show who can write us back on Anchor, you can send us a question back, or you can write us on YouTube. You can send us an email. Any of these ways, right? You can support the podcast. The winner is going to get a $100 gift card to Amazon. Now this is where I was going to go, Eric. You excited?
I'm jacked.
You're jacked. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to be talking at the beginning, the middle, and the end. And then just randomly during the conversation, I'm going to go like this. And it's going to sound kind of weird. I'm going to go, I'll be like, Minnesota. And then we'll just keep talking. You know what I mean? And then we'll go in the middle of the episode. I'll be like, Vikings.
Some yeah, good better like be following yeah.
And
this
then it'll
motherfucker.
Be like, talking about
the
right at the end. It'll be like,
I know what you're going to say, bitch.
Suck.
Suck ass, motherfucker.
And then basically what we're going to be doing there, so we're going to have that going, right? And then the person at the end can go ahead and win that contest. You ready?
They're going to hear this shit in the
background,
I know.
Dude. Let's go and roll that intro music. I was just going to go into it.
All right. We're just going to go into it.
Man, you know what?
So that's how you stay thin, huh, Mark?
Come on, bro. So
you surround yourself with fat people. That way they eat all the food before you get a chance to eat it. It ain't nothing about that.
Wow, that's half conversation for the listeners right there. Like, what?
Then like, how to lose weight, how to keep a diet. Surround yourself with people who are extremely overweight because they'll eat everything before you get a chance to get your hands
yeah,
on it.
Yeah, no, and that was the whole thing for me. You know what I mean? I just surround myself with fat fucks.
I got your I got your secret now, motherfucker.
Eric is not fat anymore, so I'm gonna replace you. We'll be going, so I'm gonna be hanging out with Jordan more.
Oh shit,
just kidding, Jordan's actually losing some weight too, and he's been thriving, and you know what, he's actually motivated, and he's like, okay, so man, we're talking about him a lot more when he's gone. It's funny, right? But no, he's like, Jordan, shout out to him, dude, but he's like one of the, like, such a good dad, great dad.
Yeah,
but he's growing with his kid. You know how Lucy asks for things? His daughter.
Mentally.
She goes like this. Like, she'll take an empty cup and just start slamming it down on the ground, or just come right up to them and, like, put it in their face. Fill this. It's like, yeah. She's so gorgeous, so funny, like, cute. You know what I mean?
How old is she?
I don't know. Two?
Is she two?
Yeah, something like that. Right. You know, but I mean, like, not really speaking words yet. You know what I'm saying? But I remember we went and got ice cream with, so think about this, guys. You have a 2-year-old, right? And you're eating ice cream at a nice restaurant. Me and Jordan were sitting on the bar side to get this chocolate sundae or whatever. Jordan would take a bite, he'd give a bite to Lucy. Jordan take a bite, give a bite to Lucy. Kind of go back and forth, you know? And all of a sudden, Lucy would eat the bite and Jordan would be kind of like, you know, going slow, and he would just be like eating it himself. If Lucy didn't have a bite of ice cream slammed into her mouth when the time that she fucking wanted it, as soon as the ice cream was gone in her mouth, she immediately needed more in her mouth. She would do this. She'd swallow it, and if it wasn't coming, she'd look at him and go, aah! Yeah.
Damn.
And I was like, and then it got to the point to where the people sitting at the bar were really fucking annoyed and like, Jesus Christ type shit. And me laughing as a motherfucker on the inside. Hardcore. I was like, I was like, you know what I mean? I was like, damn. And I was telling Jordan, like, bro, you better not be that kid that, you know, that those parents, they're fucking on Maury, like my 300-pound baby, you know, like you chained the fridge up at night and shit.
No, but shit. No,
she's so cute, though, man. Her face looks like it's Photoshopped. She's got the biggest, cutest cheeks.
Oh,
like,
I know
Oh,
it.
God. But anyways, she's what the fuck? Horrible. What are we talking about right now?
We're talking about her boy's kid.
Oh, boy's kid. Yeah. But, okay, so, you know, guys, we want to thank you for the sponsorships again. Thank you so much for subscribing. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting the podcast. We have some new sponsors, blacktux.com. Go check them out if you haven't. And then Anchor, obviously, best podcast platform out there. Bar none, best podcast platform
Absolutely.
Out there.
100%.
And we support them all. You guys have heard the commercials, and we're going to keep on supporting them as long as they keep supporting us.
Absolutely.
And yeah, going forward, we kind of ran into a new product that we really like, and we're going to be reaching out. We need your guys' help.
Yeah, we did some product testing. My wife stumbled across, or my soon-to-be wife, stumbled across this on the internet, and she thought it'd be a good idea. It's called, what is it, title is called, let's see here.
Go Nuts is what's on
Go
the front
Nuts
of it.
Go Nuts is on the front of it, but.
You don't know the name of it? Man.
Ballwash.com.
Okay, so ballwash.com, so what is it like, so. All
Both
right.
Mark and I got the sack pack. We got.
We came into this pretty retarded. Okay, guys, basically what this is it's for your balls and it's for your body also and for your butt. So they have a thing called sack spray. Yeah, you heard it right. Sack spray.
It's good times.
So basically, men, if you have the, you know what I mean? Like, let's say you are working all day and then you have to go, like, you don't have time to shower before you go into your next thing. You wake up in the morning, take a shower, go to work, come home. Oh, shit, I got to go on a date, got to go wherever. Hey. Got your sack spray in the bag, good to go. You spray your sack a couple times, move it around. I used it today before the podcast. It's delightful.
Oh, yeah.
It's just
And the
feels
smell
great.
Is great.
Yeah, it feels great. Yeah, it smells great, feels great. And not only that, when I used it, when I was done, my balls, like it was almost like a deodorant for my balls because, like, the sweat and everything went away. Yeah. And it literally, like, I felt clean. You know what I mean? Like, real clean. And then they have Nut Rub
the
also.
The Nut Rub is amazing.
It's a solid cologne.
Solid cologne.
Yep. So, and now that's, you think cologne on your junk, you think scared. But I guess I always take my Armani
code.
I know. And I would spray one, two sprays down yep. towards the junk. Now with the Nut Rub, what's that like, Eric?
It's awesome, especially after you get done, you know, doing your manscaping. You know, make sure you do your due diligence and keep everything nice and trim down there. But after you do that, you go out, and you're absolutely right. You think of the Home Alone face. You put cologne on your junk right after that. But no, it's I'm sorry, it's called Nut Rub, but it's a solid cologne. It's kind of pasty. You know, just like what you would think about it, kind of like a salve.
Kind of like a pomade. Like
kind of like that.
You move it around like that.
And you just rub it right around your scrotal area.
Yeah.
And it feels amazing. It doesn't burn, no discomfort at all.
No.
And the nice thing about it is it keeps you dry and it keeps your balls from sticking your leg.
That's, you know what? That's kind of
that
like,
shit.
I mean, there's curing cancer and then balls sticking to your leg. I mean, those two things, they've knocked out one.
Right.
There you go. So now the other one, you got ball wash, the ball washing. So this goes in the shower. It's like a soap. So this is in right on there. It says ball wash with activated charcoal. It's for your nuts, butt, and body. So, I mean, I haven't tried that one out in the shower. Have you tried it?
It's awesome.
So what is the same kind of like feeling as a spray and the pomade type?
It keeps you really dry. And the thing that I've noticed is that, you know, I mean, even if you do go and work out real hard on a day, and I had a situation like that happen where I worked really hard throughout the day, and then I had to go do something right away afterwards, and, you know, I showered with that in the morning, and I was good all day long.
You know what, guys? This is a non-paid advertisement, by the
this
way.
This is just a product this test that the, I that he, I yeah. tested out that I liked and got Mark some, and
oh,
he's going to try
use
it
Use it immediately.
Now.
I already used a spray. It's great. But, I mean, like, so it's funny here because it says, build your ball scription. Save time and money creating your customized ween regimen. So it's hilarious. So you can basically, you get a bag. It says, keep the funk off your junk. Now, the bag, it comes with, like, a brush. Like, it looks like a... Like, you get a toothbrush. You get a razor. You get the ball spray. You get... The pump,
it's
like
not
the
a toothbrush, it's a pube comb.
You get
I think.
The solid cologne, and the solid cologne is called Ocean Air. There's some stuff here, I'm sure that you know, I may be saying it wrong. Again, this isn't a paid promotion, so this is just purely us looking at it, and we're gonna email them, and hopefully, you know, we'll see. But, man, this is it's crazy, and I never thought that. I would ever think about needing it or wanting it, but now that I use it the one or the couple times, dude, I'll say it, like my bathroom regimen is okay, shit, shower, shave, right? And then I
like
everybody else, and then I have a cologne with the matching cologne deodorant.
Yeah.
So I put the cologne on, couple sprays, and I do the cologne deodorant, bam, 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 bam. So I'm always smelling fresh. Guys out there, here's the thing. If you're ugly, a little overweight, you're whatever. I'm telling you, if you smell good, that'll give you over that hump if a girl was kind of wondering about you or not. Or if you're like, oh, I might date a blah, blah, blah. But I swear to you, smelling good is so important in picking up women and picking up girls. Like, I am married now, Eric's married now, but it's because of shit like this, dog. Because you know what I mean? You have to care about your cleanliness and how you smell.
Women that is so important. Hygiene.
Yes, and they love it when they go up to a guy and like, oh, I love this shirt. I wear this shirt all the time because it smells like him. You know what I mean? They ain't going to do that if you fucking smell like dirty ball sack. You know what I mean?
And they can tell the difference. I mean, don't kid yourself. They can tell the difference between a guy who just bathed himself in fucking body spray.
Good point.
Or somebody
who
takes care of their shit and is showered. And this kind of just goes that extra mile to ladies. You know, if you got busy guys at home, you know, you got dudes and maybe you'd like a little fresher smell in that area too when you're visiting occasionally. You know, shit like this is amazing.
It's crazy.
Look this stuff up for your man. So Give him some nut scrub. Get him some sack spray.
We're gonna get off this free stuff because we definitely have to invoice them at this point. But basically, hey, it's vegan, cruelty free, 96% natural, made in America, packaged with essential oils and plant extracts, free of sulfates. Man, I'm telling you, like, this is bomb. So if you want to go check it out, go nuts. Go to ballsy.com, B-A-L-L-S-Y. Go check it out. And hashtag liveballsout at ballwash. Prove it and tag it at ballwash on Instagram. We follow back. Follow back, y'all. So that's crazy. So we'll go ahead and add them to Instagram, too, and let them know that we, the first, 10 minutes of our show, we talked about how much we love their ball stuff.
We like how you take care of our junk.
Care of our balls. Are you okay? You got something in your mouth? You sound like you're sucking on a Werther's.
I got a little something.
He's getting so old, guys. Kid. The fucking old man Eric over here.
You fucking asshole kids, get off my lawn.
So he sounds like he's... Fucking why is bitch. It with old people? They always sound like they're sucking on a Werther's. Like, so he's sucking
it's
on
probably,
a Werther's.
I have
some popsicles in my cello.
I have to think it has to do something with the fucking deterioration of the jaw muscles in their teeth at the same time. It's just
jeez,
like,
you got really get, real. You got real.
Say, whistle. Say there, little boy. Come on over here. Say there, that little son of a bitch.
I got some popsicles in my cellar.
He's such a good little motherfucker.
Okay.
All right. Enough with the weird guy.
Anyways.
But this is what life is.
Watch any good movies lately?
I finally watched Creed 2.
Okay, I've heard so many mixed emotions on this. I heard that it sucked. And then I heard it was good. No one's told me it was great yet. And I'm kind of wondering, because like you kind of give a, no offense, I love you, but you kind of give a review of like a Walmart type style review. Like, you know what I mean? Oh. You're like, it was good, but I want to know if I can really know if it's good. But you and I think alike so much, and we love the same movies and the same shit. So I'm afraid that I like things like Walmart too. Like, that's
fuck
how
you,
I
you
touch
like
it.
Walmart.
Oh shit!
But no, Creed 2 was I am a 100% Rocky truther. I wouldn't been watching Rocky since Rocky was Rocky, and I watched it all the way through. And I honestly, you know, when they started getting up into the higher sequel numbers, you start to get kind of like, oh God, the quality of this has just got to be bullshit. Because kind of like how they did with the Fast and the Furious, I thought the last one, Fast 8 or whatever the fuck it was, that was kind of like,
yeah, garbage.
It was kind of garbage. But I didn't want to see this legacy go down that same road. But so far, dude, I got to tell you, I have not been let down.
Really?
Creed 1 was great. Creed 2 was, it wasn't, I was, I'm not going to say it was as good as Creed 1, but it's so good. It's still really, it's still a great, great.
Creed 1 was all right. You know what? Creed 1 was very good in the sense of the motivational shit in it. Like, you know, that speech that Sylvester Stallone gave to his kid outside when he was talking about, maybe that was the Rocky movie. Maybe that wasn't Creed. I think that was the last Rocky one. But you could always get some good motivation out of that. And plus, Sylvester Stallone, how was he in this movie, dude? He's like 95 years old.
Oh, I know. He's great. He does
is
a great
he
job.
That old, though? Or no, is the plastic like, surgery making him look like fucking weird?
I think he's got to be in his early 60s. But he plays a bit older character in this movie, obviously. But I think his part, he kind of takes over the Mick role.
Okay.
You know, he kind of starts, obviously he starts, instead of the, how Mick always had the black watch cap, now Rocky's got that weird bowler cap or that weird, what the fuck do they call him?
Doesn't matter. I know what the cap you're talking about, though.
Fedora.
Fedora.
Kind of shit that he wears. Wearing still. That's kind of like his black.
But he's
watch
always
cap.
Been wearing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he's now he's kind of taking that Mick role where he's the mentor to. And
Does he still have the restaurant and everything in the movie and like all that junk? He does.
Yep.
And he's still running. Got the restaurant. Is he still broke as fuck?
He still lives in the shitty rundown place. Although with the money, because now he also plays Creed's like manager, so he's got money now, so he could be living somewhere else, but he doesn't.
And the thing is too, also, so in the first movie, I can't remember, Creed 1, does that kid win a championship or does he get a chance? What happened in the first one to lead into this one?
In the very first Creed, that's when they just discover each other. He figures out what the situation
oh
is,
shit, you fought my dad, blah blah, right?
Well, what it was is that Creed, Adonis Creed, is one of Apollo Creed's illegitimate love children. He's not actually, he didn't come from a marriage. He was born outside of wedlock.
Gotcha.
His mom was one.
And the mom always knew that, though, right? Or some shit, or sent him money?
I'm sorry. I apologize to all you movie freaks out there. I can't remember why I'm one.
Okay, well, just kind of give us a vague fucking thing, Eric. Come on, get your shit together.
Okay, the first Creed, that's where Rocky and the motherfucker get
Apollo.
Well, not it's, or it's Creed, Adonis Creed.
Adonis,
played by Michael B. Jordan. They get together and
they train to fight who?
They train in this one. They're training to fight this Russian kid whose name I can't remember. No,
the first one.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to think of.
Didn't he fight somebody that had to do with his dad?
No, that's in the second one, because the second one, he fights Ivan Drago's kid. Drago is the one who was responsible for killing Apollo. His dad.
Okay, so that's what the second one was about.
That's what the second
so
one
was.
So now
going into this movie now, because I'm not going to make you recap on this because I don't have 90 years, but... But so going into the second one, is he fighting professionally now for money? Did he have to, like... Do they do, like, a montage where he's, like, fighting his way up to fight this guy?
Well, yes, and situation, well, they don't not coming up to fight this guy. It's that he's already on top, and he's just defending his title in this one. And spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it. This
Who's on top?
Adonis Creed.
Oh, so he becomes
at
the
end
champion?
Of the first one, he became the champion.
Really?
Because he gets a shot at the title.
And at the beginning of the first, in the first movie, do they show a montage of him beating his way up to become the champion?
Well, that's the thing about it, though, is that they found he was just kind of slumming it and doing the low-level fights and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was going by his mother's last name, not
so what does
Creed's
it have to do with
last name.
Okay, so he did that. So then once they showed his actual last name, then they gave him big time
then
fights.
Then he started, and then they once they found out that Balboa was training him, then this title fight
came about.
Just came about. So he didn't really have
and
to
he
have
said
a
he
bunch
wasn't
of
ready
fights.
For it, blah, blah, right?
Rocky did, yeah. No, he made all the big melodramatic situation. Then he came back and said, okay,
like,
we're
fine, we'll
do
train
it.
For it, motherfucker. We're
yeah,
going to do
it. And
then
did he
win?
Then he won. He won the title.
So become a title fighter. So basically right there, Rocky and them, they've got some money.
Yep.
And then in the beginning of the second movie, do they show him defending his title all the time?
Yep. They show him going against a bunch of other people.
And winning.
The very
and stuff.
First part is,
does it show him like having money and women and shit and cars? Or not women, but I mean, does it show him
big
living
ass
a good
house
life?
And
he does? So he lives a life.
Not Rocky, but
Rocky
Creed.
Stays really. So
Rocky stays,
the same.
In that same shitty apartment.
Weird. He got hit in the head too many fucking times, right? Just like, why don't you move out of that apartment, dude? You know what I mean? Like, come on. This is definitely turning into a movie review podcast.
But
I really
enjoyed the movie. I thought it was pretty good and emotional. And for those of
say who won, or obviously it's a fucking Rocky movie, so we know who won. But don't talk about it. And even if he didn't win, don't look at me. I want to find out myself. No spoiler alerts here, but like, so I basically what I wanted to know, and probably what the people wanted to know listening into the show, is basically that when you sit back and you watch the movie, do they do a good job of like, because that's a fucking classic, dude. And especially when it comes to the Apollo Creed shit in there, when it came to him fighting Ivan Drago and he fucking dies, and Rocky, comes back into boxing after all this shit and finally takes Rocky, he's like, I will break you, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, dude, it's dope. And so... And then Rocky went through in the Rocky movies. He also got rich and all that shit, and then he ended up losing it all. You know what I mean? And like,
yeah, because
whatever.
He left. He left. what's his fuck as the power, Polly as the power of attorney.
And Polly ripped him off to call shit, right?
Yeah.
And then he still goes and visits Polly's grave and shit, though.
Well, see, and he even in Creed, he was, Polly was still living with him. And I don't think it wasn't a situation where, fuck you, man. God, you're always so hot. What the hell's wrong with you? I swear to God, you have a little fire.
Let them know what's happening right now. Let them know
cheeks.
What's happening.
Anyways.
Let them know what's happening right now.
Oh, Mike's opening a fucking window. It's, what the fuck is the temperature out right now?
Right, 10 below.
It's fucking, so we're going to find out what the temperature is right
now.
So
anyways, he's bitching and complaining because, like, I run hot, right? You know what
I'm saying? 15 fucking degrees out right now.
It's 15 degrees outside, and I like to open a window. Look, you know, cool.
And it's probably maybe 68 in here.
And you know what? Oh, my God, it gets hot. Like, super. So, you like, you know when you're with your woman and she's always like, it's calm. It's calm. That's what it's like hanging out with Eric all the time. Like, I open a window.
Man, fuck you. 15 degrees out here.
Okay, so like going back to what we were saying. Yeah. So he had money and he lost it and blah, blah, blah. He came back because he left Polly as a power of attorney and he would still visit Polly, right? So that played
when he went out to the, when he went to the, I don't know whether he let everything lapse and if somebody else knows better what Polly did. I know they left Polly in a power of attorney and for whatever reason they lost everything because of something. I don't know whether it was investments.
Polly
was away. It's when he was away in Russia training to fight Ivan Drago the first time. But, and I can't remember the whole story behind that, but they had to sell everything off and move back to fucking
the Philly.
Philly. And then, he still lives in that shitty apartment.
But in that last Rocky movie that had nothing to do with Creed, Paulie was in that movie, remember? And then he ended up like getting laid off of that one meat place that he worked. And then he's like, this is my retirement. And he came in with that big old beef leg and he was all wasted. And then he died that night, right?
No, he didn't die until many years later. He's actually the new.
He's not going to know because like in the last movie, he went and visited Paulie's grave. They had to kill Paulie, dog. I haven't seen this fucking movie, and I'm telling you this shit. This is the shit I deal with all the time with this old fucker.
Because Paulie's in Creed.
No, he's not.
I'll fuck.
Paulie's in the first Creed. I'm gonna fuck you up. Paulie's in the first Creed,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, but he dies in that one because he gets laid off. So he's going to visit his grave and shit.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying. The first...
Well, fuck you too then.
This should be a new podcast. We can start a movie review fight off. Like, we just talk like, like I haven't even watched the movie and I'm over here talking like I know
shit.
Yeah,
I know the fuck I'm talking about. Fuck you. What? Anyway.
Okay, so, and then in that movie, so he loses all his money, but then in this Apollo movie, though, they're living good. They got money and...
He's got money. He just probably does. He doesn't need a whole hell of a lot because obviously he ain't got no kids at home and his wife has passed on, so...
Right. That's dope. So wife passed on, blah, blah. So he's cool. He's just got him and his turtle, right? The turtle and the fucking thing.
Fucking turtle.
Got the turtle in
the
movie.
That fucking turtle.
Oh, that's dope. And you know what? Sylvester Stallone, this is why I miss having Jordan here. So now I have to do this. Watch. This is, you know what? But by the way, Jordan, Siri could replace you because this is all I have to do. And she's a little bit quicker than you, too. Hey, Siri.
A little bit.
How old is Sylvester Stallone?
Sylvester Stallone is
72. Thanks,
holy
Jordan.
Shit snacks.
So he's 72
years
old.
He's getting up there.
But here's the thing, right? With all the plastic surgery, it makes him look creepy. Like, creepy, though.
Yeah.
But when he takes his shirt off and all, he's in such good shape. It's depressing. It's like, dude, at 72, he'd whoop my ass.
Oh, human growth hormones. Like, did
you
ever see
what?
That?
That's a good thing to take those stem cells and all this stuff to fucking, at least if you're going to be alive and that old, like, you might as well, you know,
well,
dabble in those things.
Human growth hormones is shit that...
HGH.
Yeah,
HGH!
Exactly. Well, he took that shit from... Well, because, I mean, did you see the last Rambo? How fucking big he was in that son of a bitch?
That was probably, they did use some computer shit in that,
that
too.
That was probably like 13, 14 years ago, but shit, he
so think about that, though.
Well,
come on, man, and even being there. So he's 70 what, they said?
72,
so even 72,
point,
so dude, he was
only
59. Yeah, 58, 59. Think about it, that's only 10 years away from where you are. You could get that way. You know what I mean? Because once you hit the 60s, 70s is when your body just, you know, you become an old man or whatever.
Yeah.
But he's still looking great. But I mean, dude, when you're 30, 40, 50, even like right at the end of being 50, so like between 30 and 60, you have 30 years of you can still be like a man. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But then once you go over 60 is when you're like, okay, well, now you just need to just start chilling, be on a podcast.
Right. Be on a podcast, eat pizza, and smoke crack.
Oh, man. At what point... See, I don't know. Like, you know, I always said this, when I get old and senile or whatever, like, I'm not going to care. I want to do every drug on the planet. I want to do all this stuff and not care, drink, do drugs, like, if I'm, like, old in a nursing home. But then it's kind of like, if I still have things to live for, though, like, you know, if my wife's still alive, if, you know, like, I'll always have to live for my kids, like, but at the same time, it's like, grandkids don't give a fuck about you anyways, unless you're that cool grandpa that gives you shit, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
But when it really comes down to it, your kid, your grandkids don't give really two fucks about you when they get older, exactly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But your kids do, obviously, so live for that. Like, I want to live to see the clear ocean, Vegas, which I've done, and there was something else that I'd already done, too. But that's why I'm afraid to see the clear ocean, because I feel like I'm going to die after that. And I have that trip coming up here in a couple months. But I mean, like, I wanted to see Vegas, but then I ended up seeing Vegas a whole bunch of times. And then the third thing, though, for sure, is that I want to, like, give away London at her wedding and whatever other kids I have as well.
That's
you know what
cool.
I mean? And, like, Lani Perino, she's 9 now, so she can get married in 10 years. You know what I mean?
I
at 19, 20, that's scary as fuck to think about. But then also, there's things I add to that list because death scares the shit out of me, big time. But
well, see, and my list is kind of the same way as yours. The things that I want to see is I want to see my kid graduate from high school. I want to see him graduate from college. I'd like to see my first grandchild born. I'd like to see my kid walk down the aisle, you know, shit like that. Those are the things that I want to keep living for.
I want all of us and all my friends and everybody to all die at the same time by, like, the world ending or some shit. I don't want to have to bury my mom or bury anybody or have them bury me. That scares me, like, them burying me. You know what I mean? Like, that fucks with me. I don't want to make anybody sad or, like, fucking do whatever, but, like, when you're dead, you don't care, it's gone. And, like, that's like, hey, now what, though? Being dead is what fucked up. It's like, okay, when you die, do you get reincarnated? Do you go in another body? Do you go wherever? Do you do this? Because you're definitely gone from this body. And you go here or there. Do you go into heaven and you can relive your life with everybody in your spirit? Or nothing happened.
You go to heaven.
But what if nothing?
And you get pizza. Well, you won't fucking know about it anyway, so what the hell?
I know, right? And that's the whole thing. And, like, everybody's so afraid about death, right? And it's like, why? That's the only thing we know nothing about. Not anybody else. You know what I do want to do, though? Again, seeing the clear ocean, giving my daughter away at her wedding, all my other kids away as well, and then also living old with my wife. I want to live old with my wife into our 70s and our 80s, and both of us just, like, live together and die in bed together someday, or die in a nursing home together someday, but together, having fun, going places, doing things all the way through. You know what I mean? Then you see these people who die young, and it's like, I'm no better than those poor people. You know what I mean? Like, there's no reason for me to be living any longer. You know what I mean? And so that's why I really want to take care of them. Like, learn people. You learn how to take care of yourself. It's like, you know, you can prolong your life by eating well. You know what I mean, Eric?
Or just eating differently.
Yeah.
Change the way your mind thinks, because...
get up and drink water every day. Clear your system out.
Even if you don't do that, I mean, Jesus Christ. It's so... I don't really want to get up on my soapbox about this issue, but I'm going to talk about it for a little bit.
And you deserve to. And tell people why. How much weight have you lost?
At this point in time in my life, I've lost 111 pounds.
And how much? So 111 pounds you lost. And how long did it take you to do it?
It's taken me about 9 months to do.
9 months to do that. And what kind of disease did you have due to you being overweight?
I had type 2 diabetes.
And now do you have it at all, really? Do you have to take the medication that you were taking for it?
No, my blood sugar levels are actually better than most people's in my age group.
He got a disease, folks. He beat a disease. He was taking a medicine that was killing his kidneys, killing his fucking
poisoning himself.
That way he could just keep sticking fucking Big Macs in his mouth. But he decided, hey, instead of doing that, I'm going to change my life. Your father, God bless his soul, passed away at what age?
53.
53 years old. How old are you now?
43.
10 years. And he died of a heart attack, right?
Yep. And massive coronary.
Massive coronary. Basically, yeah. So, but in how old was he overweight?
Yep.
By how much? Like, was he 300 pounds?
He was probably, no, but I bet you he was probably pushing 270. And he was shorter than I is. He's probably about 5'8", 5'9".
He's my height.
Yeah.
No shit.
Pushing 270.
So that's a lot of stress to be putting on your body. And then did he give a fuck about eating right or any of that shit?
He yo-yoed a lot throughout his life. Like, there were certain times where he would go up in weight and down in weight, up in weight. And I think that had a lot of stress on his heart, because doing that shit
is bad. It's just terrible for your heart because it puts a lot of stress. And it's amazing how much more shit I'm able to deal with now because I don't hurt constantly.
Right. And so that was the whole thing. So like it, so you yo-yoed back and forth and this and that and basically, but do you, what would you contribute such a young death to?
Honestly, I, to put it, what I think happened is I think he threw a clot. I think he had just a blood clot that was traveling through his veins and just, if we were smarter, I wish we would have gotten an autopsy, but at that point in time, you know, you weren't thinking clearly. We're,
no.
They literally ask you within like an hour and a half of his death, it's like, do you want to do an autopsy? And it's like, if had I been thinking clear, I probably would have, but.
Well, I mean, but at the same time, okay, it's what happened. That's what that is, a massive coronary. It's clot that comes through. But what would that kind of closure of that given you? You know what I mean? Like, okay, maybe you can prevent something later in your life, maybe?
Possibly, you know, maybe, obviously, no.
Because how do you prevent a blood clot?
I wear compression stockings every day.
Okay.
I have them on right now. I wear them religiously every day because of the fact that I know that I've got.
And is that the reason why? When you get tested for clots, like, is it like, is that why did you have a clot or?
I don't. I have deep vein thrombosis, which and is kind of like
leads to it.
Yeah, to it.
That's, it's a genetic thing, right?
And as soon as I found out that I had that, that's when I started wearing compression stockings every day.
Did he ever have any other heart attacks, or did he just have the one? No, bam, gone.
Just had that one, and it was it.
Yeah, and bam. He probably had a bunch of things leading to it too. He probably had all like these symptoms and everything, and then he just never did nothing about
it. He had some. I know he had acid reflux. And I know he had a lot of dental issues because he had dentures. Okay. And I know that can lead to heart disease.
He did have dentures?
Disease.
Oh, yeah, big time.
And I know he had a lot of tests done at North Central Heart, which is a local heart, or at that point in time was a local heart doctor. I don't think it exists any longer, but I know he had a bunch of tests done, and we got the test results back, but I can't read that shit. I don't know what that says.
Oh, you got it back after he had passed?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have no idea what any of that means. But it's hindsight is 2020 type of situation. You know, you can, no matter what I knew about it, kind of like you're referring to her, you know, no matter how much research I did, what good would it do me? It might do me some good to know, find out, you know, what might
preventative
maintenance I could do to make sure that it doesn't happen to me. But I figure.
And what is there? What is there preventative maintenance that you could do?
I think the best thing you can do to you, I religiously take a low dose aspirin every day. Every single day.
When did you start doing that?
I have for about the last 3 years. Every single day I take one.
Did the doctors tell you to at the beginning?
No, but I've always read and I've
sorry for burping.
You know, I've done a little bit of research on it and it's beneficial. You know, it keeps helps
like a baby aspirin, right?
Yep. Helps keep your arteries clean. Helps you prevent heart attacks, you know, stuff like that. I try to.
And the younger you do it, the better. Because right now I'm in my 30s, right? So my shit's good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then once you hit 40 is when, like, okay, this is the beginning of things. And then, like, with your dad, shouldn't have happened that young in the 50s. But, like, but for me, my Nana and Tata, my grandma and grandpa both died of heart attacks. My dad's parents in their 50s.
Eesh.
Both of them. You know what I mean? One was on by stress, she saw her brother dying right in front of her. Mm-hmm. And so she was like, couldn't handle it, had a heart attack, died. My Tata was on the way back from the bar and he was swerving, driving back, and his girlfriend was following him. And he finally got to the parking lot or in his driveway, parked the car. She came over, he was done. He drove all the way home. He's a fucking Marine, dude. He's a badass.
That's crazy.
Then he fucking drove all the way home. But again, in your 50s, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, why does that happen so young? What can we do to prevent it? And they say that it's 100% reversible, like heart disease, one of the easiest ones. It's eat more chicken, drink more water. You know what I mean?
Better decisions.
Exercise, yeah. And then just, like, you know, do all that stuff.
Make better decisions. Portion control is the biggest part of it.
On your soapbox. Now, okay, we can think about everything we just said and wipe that away. Now, he was saying, I might be on my soapbox a little bit for this because, again, this guy has reverse diabetes. If he did have a heart clot or anything like that or anything going on in his blood, he has lost over 100 pounds and he is cleaning his body out, taking aspirin all the time. He was taking medication for his diabetes. Doesn't have to take that anymore. Guy looks great. Derek, you look great. And so you go in there. So what were you going to say?
Well, it kind of like I was saying before, it's like I'm so sick. When we talked about this previously, I'm sick and tired of everybody glamorizing people being overweight. I mean, it's not. Fuck Meghan Trainor.
What do you mean about glamorizing?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm gonna call you right out. Meghan Trainor, shut the fuck up. It's not all about that base.
About that base.
It ain't about that base. It's about be fucking healthier. Make smarter fucking decisions in your goddamn life. And stop putting fucking cheeseburgers and fucking ding-dongs and shit in your face. And realize that you're fucking killing yourself. You're killing yourself and you're causing yourself and probably, you know, any future family you have a lot of fucking stress and strain. Stop fucking killing yourself. Stop putting that fucking gun to your head and pulling the trigger every time you take a bite. Knock it off. Cardiovascular disease is the number two killer in the United States, and it's all because of your shitty diet. Do you realize that if we stopped eating shitty or just started eating shitty less, the amount of hundreds of thousands of lives could be saved? Hundreds of thousands of lives could be changed because you could watch your kids walk down the aisle. You could fucking see your kids graduate. You could hold your fucking grandchildren. You could do all these cool things if you just didn't put shit in your face.
And that's what it is,
and
folks.
It kills me that I was like that for fucking years until the blinders came off to me. And if just one goddamn person listens to this and says, you know, hey, I don't need shit. You do not have to stop fucking snacking. What the fuck do you need a snack for? Stop eating when you're not fucking hungry. It doesn't make any fucking sense. I'm sorry. Doesn't. Snacking is a bad part of the fucking American society, and it's got to stop.
That's what I did. You know what I mean? And I've been taking that such to heart, man, because I have bad anxiety. So I think I'm having a heart attack all the time. I'm already putting stress on my body as it is. So now, like today when I had a chicken sandwich, I've always eaten chicken my whole life, steak, blah, 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 anyway. So that's never been like a thing to me. But alcoholic beverages, you know, I drink beer and that. So maybe like the alcohol will definitely help me with some of the clots. You know what I mean? When it comes down to it, it's healthy to have a beer, but having a lot of it isn't. Yeah. Because that creates other health risks. You know what I mean? But like I've been doing it to where now, like if I have a chicken sandwich or whatever, I'll have rice as a side or a vegetable. No more deep fried shit. You know what I mean? And because my thing lately has been I've been having like a Snickers every day lately. And it's weird because I've been having the Snickers every day because I've been like cleaning up other shit in my diet. And now it's like I need that sugar. It's so weird. Like I feel like, oh, like because sugar is more addictive than cocaine, heroin, cigarettes. Sugar is the number one addictive like substance out there. And so now it's like I'm weaning off of it right now because I really am trying, man. Like I'm 32 years old and I decided just a few, like not even like, and I hadn't even really shared this with you. I'm doing this slowly, but I'm going to do it my way, but I'm going to do it. I decided that through my whole 20s, man, I did whatever the fuck I wanted. I gained a bunch of weight. I yo-yoed. I got all the way up, Eric, to 255 pounds at 5'7". Dropped all the way down to 178. Now I'm back up to about 215, you know, 215, 220. And through my 20s, I did whatever. And I decided for my 30s, I'm going to be more healthy and have a better body and be the healthiest I've ever been in my entire life in my 30s. So no more deep fried foods at all. Every morning I wake up, I drink lukewarm water. You know what I mean? Like just like water that like in a jug that was out, and I put down no less than 32 to 40 ounces. Like bam, right in my body.
Do you freeze your balls? Because mine are freezing right now. That's fucking window.
I know, right? And then but everything I'm doing that now, but it's because of the inspiration you gave me. Like if you look at our body types and the way that we are, and you've known me now for a few years, like, do you see a heart attack coming for us? Not really. You know what I mean? But if we keep living the lives that we are living and not cleaning it up with our diet, you see it coming my way or our way?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? But don't you think that, like, I'm in the perfect spot in my life to where I could make that decision now, though? Like, I'm still okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I'm still okay. You know what I mean? But, like, that's what I need to hear and need to know.
Everybody can.
Everybody needs to know that.
Yes. And don't be afraid to fucking eat clean for a couple of meals. And everybody thinks that the first fucking thing that everybody thinks about when going on a diet is fucking salads. I'm sorry. I don't eat a whole lot of fucking salads. I mean, I eat some salads. I eat a lot of vegetables and a lot of greens.
Hashtag
and shit like
listen
that.
To the way Eric says salads.
I don't eat a lot of fucking salads. I don't
salads.
No. It doesn't happen. There's a lot of vegetables that go through my house. Trust me, I eat fucking potatoes and carrots and salad and shit like that.
How do you say wash? Do you wash the clothes?
Wash. I'm not a washer. Nope. Okay. Not happening. Not up in here.
And you know what? That was Eric on his soapbox. We were talking about again. You know what? And he loves to get it out because I feel like, and I feel like you're talking to somebody too. And I feel like you're talking to people maybe that you
just
know
anybody
in
who...
your life and the people that you're around or the people that you work with or the people that, like, even saying it to me. You watch me eat a Snickers and I know in the back of your head, you're like, Mark, you don't need that at fucking 2 a.m, bro. You know what I mean? And because I can tell, like, you know, but you know, like today, again, all I've had today was a chicken parmesan sandwich. It was grilled chicken with cheese on top and the red sauce and whatever. But I have such bad acid reflux that it's not too bad, though, because I could take like some like Alka-Seltzer and it's gone. Yeah. But like it hasn't gotten to that point yet to where like anything, if I look at a food, it's that bad. But my anxiety took me there, dude. I thought I was like bad or whatever, but I was having gas. It was whatever. But now like, and this is for the men out there, the motherfuckers, you know, you take and go to the bathroom. You think you're taking big old poops, bro, every day. Size of my arm, basically, around this long, 5 to 7 pounds. It hits a toilet like.
How does that even...
Dude,
process
it hurts.
Out of your body.
It hurts. And like, you know what I mean? But like at the same time, when I'm done with that, I know that like my metabolism's always been great like that. Like I can just get rid of all of it. But I get rid of all of it, right? And it's just like, bam, then I feel empty. My body gets rid of everything it has. Like I won't really pee much throughout the entire day. But then like I'll wake up like 2-3 times in the middle of the night, which sucks. And I'll go pee and I'll be the biggest pee of all time, and then I'll finally wake up like when I'm up for the day and I'll take the biggest pee of all time again. So my body gets rid of everything I put in it. So like, and a lot of our bodies do, you know, a lot of them aren't that lucky, like with mine, in the sense of like, because I know a lot of people are like, man, I haven't pooped in a day or pooped in 2 days. I've never dealt with that. Not only have I not dealt with that, it's been like a large amount, you know what I mean, comes out. So like, guys,
I'm sure everyone wants to hear about your shit.
Yeah,
stories.
I know. It's great. And like, if you just keep going and you keep pushing and you push hard, the poop will come out. No, I'm just kidding. But if you keep pushing, like, your body will get to that. You know what I mean? And if you're having anxiety for bad things, you know what? You're fine. Eric has told me so many times when I've had any anxiety attacks or whatever, just walk around. You're good. Like, come on, dude. I'm a 32-year-old guy, and I think I'm going to have a heart attack and shit. Isn't that crazy? Like, when I say it to you, you're like, Mark, you're having bad anxiety. That's not going to happen to you. But
not right at this moment.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But it's just like, hey, you know, and if you are afraid of it, hey, clean up your act. You know, clean up your whatever. Live off that.
And, you know, kind of like what you were saying before, Mark, when you're saying that you feel like I am talking to somebody. Because there's some of us people who are out there listening to this right now who are on the cusp, who are get up every day and are fucking tired of feeling like hot garbage. Just feel like shit. You're drugged down. You're carrying all that extra weight. You want to get something, you want to fucking do something about it, you want to get out there, take the first fucking step. Cut something out of you. I didn't fucking start off by going straight from cheeseburgers to freaking broccoli. No, you got to slowly wean yourself off there. Give yourself proper amount of time to get yourself down to where you need to be at in order to lose that weight. Stop snacking in between fucking meals. That's the biggest thing. And as far as exercise goes, do something every day. I mean, I started off doing 25 push-ups and like 15 or 20 sit-ups every day. And that's what I would do for the whole day. But eventually it builds up to more, and I do a lot more now. And it's you gotta get out of that mindset of the.
And I feel like you want it so much.
Cheeseburger Nation.
You want it so much that you literally want it for other people. That's how much you want it.
I want everybody to feel how I feel.
He said that
single person.
And wise listeners, he said that to me one time. Like, I think, God, when did you say that to me? He said that to me a couple months ago. Yeah. And that made me so jealous. Like, he literally goes, I want people to feel how I feel. Do you feel like you're going to have a heart attack?
No.
Do you feel like anything's wrong with you, or do you feel the best you've ever felt?
I feel amazing.
And guys, you know what? That's all out there for you, too. We appreciate listening down to the episode. We're going to be doing a couple other ones here coming up. Again, we post on Tuesdays and Thursdays. In the wintertime, it gets kind of hard to do the Tuesday, Thursdays. Just like this last Tuesday, a lot of snow came our way,
Valentine's
so we couldn't get to
Day.
There.
Fuck
Valentine's Day
up.
Sometimes. But, you know, if we don't post on a Tuesday and Thursday, just know we're going to post during the week for sure. But, hey, 90% of the time, we're going to get there on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Eric, great talk, bro. You know what? I'm just gonna end the show on this, and I don't want him to say anything because I want him to listen to this. I'm so proud, and this is gonna get gay, but whatever. I'm so proud of you, man. I'm so fucking amazed of where you were. You walked into my house not even 8-9 months ago, and you weighed over 300 pounds. You were out of breath walking up and down my stairs. You talked about how your dad passed away at 53 of a heart attack, and I remember thinking in my head, well, he is too. He's gonna, if he doesn't change. Always. And you have a son, and you have all these things going for you, and you have an amazing, beautiful wife, amazing, beautiful son, all this stuff going on for you, man, and you weren't doing it, and you're fucking sitting back, snacking, eating all the time, getting bigger and bigger and bigger, not coming out. Like, you wouldn't hang out and go out and do things and whatever, because I think that, you know, you're busy all the time or whatever. But I just know a lot of it was, you know, you just like to be in the comfort or whatever, because you just wanted to be home or not move around and do this and that. But not only has he changed his life around with food and with losing weight, over 100 pounds, got diagnosed with diabetes. That was scary for me, man. I remember that group text you sent out, and you sent it all out to all of us. And we were all there, like, you know, supporting you. Remember you sent that text out about a year ago? You know how scary that shit was, Eric? To say, hey, my best friend texted me and said I have type 2 diabetes, I'm 300 pounds, I'm 43, and my dad died of a heart attack 10 years from where I'm at right now, and I'm on the way down there. But you fucking beat it, and you're fucking beating it every day. You're going to be able to watch your son go to prom. You're going to be able to watch your son and his wife, you know, give birth to a child. And you're fucking doing it, and you're an inspiration to, if you're not an inspiration to anybody else and no one gives a fuck and whatever, I want to tell you, bro, you're an inspiration to me. And you're killing it. And that's all I got to say on this show, all right? So I'm going to put my penis back in my pants. And we're the wise guys. We say the shit that y'all want to say.
Peace.